It's 5:10. This is 97.1 Wash FM. Now, I had a chance to recently talk with Josh Groban, and I wanted to let him know that he has a huge fan base here in Washington.
Cool. Thank you so much.
The first question I need to ask you to get off my chest, you didn't wake up one day and have this voice, did you?
Well, I mean, I woke up one day and my voice changed. I mean, and that kind of changed a lot for me. I sang a lot when I was younger, and I had this very, very pretty high voice, and, you know, I'd sing jazz music and stuff like that. But then, you know, what I really wanted to do was sing some of the bigger stuff. I wanted to sing that stuff that I saw on the Broadway stage. I wanted to sing, like, the guy at the theater. I wanted to have a bigger voice. So I woke up one day, and my voice was significantly lower, and then I started trying to get more power and trying to develop a range. And so no, it's taken a lot of training, but I've always been a singer. I've always been somebody who can carry a tune.
The darkness, I can see your light.
When music and a book, or music and words, connect, you know, in the right way, and the person who's singing it can get that out there. I mean, it's the best thing in the world. So, and that's always what I wanted to do. And so I guess I credit that to going to great theater and seeing so many great storytelling singers.
Is your head spinning from all that has gone on in your career at this early stage?
It's spinning, yeah. I mean, it's always spinning. There's always something to do. There's always something on the schedule to do to kind of keep yourself grounded. So whenever I'm sitting down and going, oh my God, what's going on? This is way too much. There's always something that I have to do to get me thinking about the project. And right now we're kind of starting on the second album. But it is spinning. I mean, the success of the first album was far beyond anything we could have ever expected. And so we're thrilled. I've been very blessed.
Speaking of the new project, can you let us in on how much has been developed so far?
I'd say we've probably sung about 4 or 5 demos, which means out of those, maybe we'll pick one. And so on and so forth for about 12 songs.
Amazing. How did you and David Foster get together?
David Foster and I met through a voice teacher that I was working with in Los Angeles, and David was in a clinch and he needed a singer right away. And you know, David's always donating his time to some great charities and great concerts, and this was a concert for Governor Gray Davis of California. This was right after his first inauguration. David was doing the music for it, and he called my voice teacher and said, quick, you know, Michael Crawford just backed out. We need somebody who can sing something from Phantom of the Opera. And I was in theater school, and I knew the song, and I came over. I was 17, and that was the first time I met him.
Wow.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, I was singing for the Grammy rehearsal with Celine Dion. So it was pretty fast ride. And David's the kind of person that likes to put you on the spot right away, and it's great. It gets you prepared. You know, either you can do it or you can't. And so he definitely gave me a lot of hurdles to get over.
Speaking of these hurdles, how did you handle the pressure? I mean, it's such a young age for anybody to be able to, I mean, standing there next to Celine Dion behind a microphone, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure, and there was a lot of pressure certainly that day. You deal with it with the people that are on stage with you and how they calm you down. David Foster was amazing. He said, you can do it, there's nobody here, it's important. Go ahead and do it. Of course, everybody in there was important. Celine, I did not know what to expect out of Celine. I mean, she's a major superstar. I didn't know whether she'd be a diva, whether she'd say, get this kid off the stage. And she was just so cool, and she was so nice, and she was working with me on the Italian on stage. And it became a really incredible day, one that ultimately changed my life. But for me, it was just, oh, I'm really nervous, and these people are making me feel comfortable, cool, you know. So it was great.
Now, do you write any material at all?
I do write. I didn't write anything on the first CD just because we had so many amazing composers and amazing lyricists on the first CD, and I'm a singer first, so I wanted to just pick what was best. And I hope to definitely do some collaborating or writing on my own on the next CD. It's something that I feel like I could do if I really, really sat down and did it.
Your thousands of fans here in the Washington area want to know when that new CD is going to be available. You got any release date on it yet?
Well, we have our ideals and we have our hopes, and you know, we're working hard. But I think the bottom line is that it's not going to be out until it's ready, because, you know, like I said, we've got so many incredible fans out there that they want something as good or better than the first CD, and we're going to give it to them. So we're going to wait until that happens. I'd like it to be out in September or October.
Can we get any inside scoop as to when you're going to come and perform here in D.C.?
I think I plan on going on tour probably in about 10 to 11 months from now. I think I'm going to finish the CD, and And then hopefully do a full nationwide tour.
Well, best of luck to you. You are certainly one incredible rising star, and your hard work has certainly paid off, and you have so many fans here in the D.C. area that just can't wait to see and listen to the new CD.
Well, thanks a lot. I can't wait to hear it now.